WOKC News.
Children shooting at children. With WOKC News, I'm Charles Murphy. A disturbing case in Douglas Park on February 6th. Detectives at the Okeechobee Sheriff's Office say Terry Leon Taylor discharged a firearm at two occupied vehicles containing six juveniles. Investigators have charged Terry with 14 different charges. He was taken into custody and is at the Department of Juvenile Justice. The charges include firing a deadly missile at a vehicle, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, child abuse, reckless endangerment, and providing false information to law enforcement. Detectives say parents and community members were very cooperative in this shooting for a change. Trying to find horses that were stolen from Okeechobee was basically like trying to find a needle in a haystack for lawmen in the past year. Sad cases as horses were taken from properties in Highlands, Martin, Hendry, St. Lucie, and Glades County, too. Sheriff Noel Stevens says these theft rings often target horses, boats, ATVs, even tractor trailers and large trucks.
Folks will come up here and window shop, we call it, during the day, and then in the middle of the night, when an officer drives by, they know it's highly unlikely that, especially in some of these rural areas, that you're going to see another one, and they'll grab what property our citizens have and haul tail south.
Stephen does think that these thieves will eventually be behind bars for some kind of crime. Glades County Commissioners would like to hold a workshop meeting early this year to discuss the impacts of property tax reform should it be approved by voters in the fall. Commission Chairman Tim Stanley wonders if Glades County will still be around if they lose a lot of ad valorem tax revenue.
It's a messed up deal. It's scary to think that if the governor seems to think that he can keep us whole, but it's not a great thing to be having to beg the governor every year for money. Supposedly, the state government's supposed to be in a deficit in 27. Then what's he going to do when if he ain't got no money to give us?
The Okeechobee City Technical Review Committee approved an industrial warehouse proposed by Lomax Development. It's at 312 Southwest 7th Avenue, and it's part of Ecotech Manufacturing. The plans include these things, according to city planner Ben Smith.
The site currently contains an approximately 18,000 square foot industrial warehouse complex and manufacturing facility with parking and other associated improvements. The site plan proposes to keep that portion of the existing development and add a new 27,500 square foot industrial warehouse building, 27 parking spaces and associated site improvements.
Central Florida Congressman Darren Soto is pushing for more wetland restoration north of Lake Okeechobee. He says duck and turkey hunting is a popular thing in Osceola County. He's working with Delta Waterfowl. They're dedicated to trying to restore National Wildlife Refuge habitats for both habitat and hunters. I'm Charles Murphy, WOKC News.